The scripture this morning is taken from the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I invite you to get your Bible out or the pew Bible out. And for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is the book of Hebrews in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament, that's right. So it's right after like Titus, I believe. It's right before James and 1st and 2nd Peter. So if you can find that, it's on page 243 in my Bible. Well, you know, I had to explain to the first service that was a joke, too. I guess I might as well file that one away. Hebrews chapter 12, please. Hebrews chapter 12, we'll be reading the first two stanzas of Hebrews chapter 12. Once you find that, if you would stand with me and close the Bible on your finger and hold your Bible above your head. Let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud. Now, I think the Baptists are probably gathering about now. And if we're loud enough, I am sure I have people reporting to me from the Baptist church that they hear us almost every Sunday. And we can't let them down, all right? So let's say it loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You can get out your insert if you're interested, the sermon notes, and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along. I definitely invite you to do that. Well, this being Memorial Day weekend, I thought I would take a moment to recognize all of our servicemen and women that are here today. And if you are serving or have ever served in the armed forces, if you're able, would you please stand? Awesome. Now, what I'd like to do, stay standing, Danny. I'd like you to tell what branch of the armed services you were in and the years that you served.
1957, United States Marine Corps.
Okay.
1948, Air Corps.
Okay. 48
through 20 years.
What branch of the armed services? Navy, all right.
Army, 63-65.
All right. All right. Did you guys know each other there? Oh, here we go.
66-73
Army
National Guard.
Okay.
49-52 Air Force.
All right.
63-65 Air Force. All right. 53-September 11, 1953 to September 11, 1955. 1 p.m.
And what branch of the military?
What
branch of the military? All right. Larry?
U.S. Army, 1971.
Okay.
U.S. Navy, 63-67.
Bill?
U.S. Navy, 1963-1965.
Doug? Hours, minutes, and... No, just kidding. Let's give these folks a round of applause. Now, if you have someone who has been in your family that has lost their life in serving in the armed forces, is there anyone that you'd like to share that's in your family that has lost their life? Yes. Frank Rogers, brother-in-law. Died in France in World War II. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Bill. Two weeks before the war ended, he died in Germany. Wow. Okay. Your uncle died in Vietnam. Okay. Are there others?